And now for the decider.
Well, it's all going to come down to just one game. The NBA's two most successful franchises, the NBA's last two NBA champions, will treat us to a Game 7 on Thursday night.
He's talking about the Boston Celtics and the LA Lakers, headed back to the Staples Center in Los Angeles tomorrow night for Game 7 and the NBA title. It'll be just the third time in 22 years the finals have gone to seven games, forced by the Lakers' 22-point drubbing of the Celtics last night in L.A. The score was 89-67 Lakers. Gary Tangway is back with us this morning to talk about it all. He's out in L.A. covering the series for ComcastSports.net. I usually say good morning, Gary, but I'm not so sure about that this morning.
Well, Bob, don't worry about it. The Celtics are going to win Game 7. That's my feeling. I feel confident about that. I felt that they weren't going to win Game 6. This series has not delivered a whole lot of momentum. We saw the Celtics win two in a row. They were not going to win three in a row. Coming back out here to L.A., it's a different situation. Generally, in this series, the desperate team wins. And the Lakers looked like the Celtics did in Game 5. At the beginning of the first quarter, the Lakers were on point. They were focused. They were disciplined. They distributed the basketball. And they got a team effort.
Instead of being a desperate team, they looked supremely confident last night, just driven.
Well, that's a very good point. They weren't desperate. They were focused. They were confident. They were driven. They were on point. And I think Game 7 is going to be a war. I think both teams will be focused. And for whatever reason, Bob, I can't figure out the Celtic team. They don't make things easy on themselves. They just haven't. And they didn't in Game 6. But Game 7 is going to be a classic.
What happened last night to the Celtics? Their second lowest total ever for an NBA Finals game. They looked simply flat. What was wrong?
They looked lethargic. Ray Allen was the only player hitting shots. And they tried to play one-on-one basketball. And what happens is when another team or the opposition gets off to a fast start, you have players that try to get back into the game on their own instead of being patient, running the offense. And it's hard to be patient and run the offense when your shots are not falling. And when the shots aren't falling, you say, give me the ball, I'm going to do it. So basically the Celtics became impatient. And when they lost Perk, that shook them. I think that shook them a little bit. They did not handle that well. They need Perk in the middle. You know, that's a factor.
As I understand it, as of this hour this morning, whether or not he plays in Game 7 is still a question because they're still evaluating the sprained knee. How big a loss will he be for the Celts if he's out in Game 7?
It's a big loss. They're going to wait for the swelling to go down. They'll have an MRI later today. If there's a tear that shows up after the swelling has gone down, that's going to be an issue. I don't know how effective Perk will be if he does play. They can still win without him because they have Paul Pierce and Ray Allen, KG, and Rasheed Wallace and Big Baby Davis. And Rasheed and Davis will have to come up big. What Perk does is Perk can keep a Pau Gasol or a Bynum away from the basket and provides physical play. Now, if Perk's not in there, the Celtics are going to have to change it up a little bit. And they're going to have a lot of motion. They're going to have to get out on the break. They're going to have to run. But they can win without him. It's big, but it's not devastating.
Okay, so you're Doc Rivers, the Celtics coach. You're practicing with the team today, getting him ready for the game tomorrow. After last night's loss, after last night's drubbing, what are you telling these guys today to kind of get them up for the one-game season tomorrow?
I don't think he has to tell them anything because they know. And I feel Kevin Garnett is going to have a phenomenal game because I think KG realizes this is it. I mean, this is it, folks. I don't know if Ray Allen's going to be back next year. I don't know if Doc Rivers is going to be back next year. KG is not the same player at this time that he once was. And I think if you're Kevin Garnett, you realize you may not get back to the NBA Finals again. Now, Kobe Bryant and his team more than likely will get back, but I think this is going to be it for the big three as far as the finals are concerned. So you don't have to say anything to them. I mean, this is their last crack at it. It's one game. And I think it's pretty much over. And I think that's enough. And they all know it, Bob.
All right, so you've had 4 minutes to reconsider. You still think they're going to win Game 7?
I do. Without question. We were out with our crew, and I'm like, I'll bet my paycheck.
Gary Tangway, we sure hope you're right. Gary,
can I go to bed?
Gary, yeah, you go right ahead. Gary Tangway covers the NBA for ComcastSports.net. He joined us this morning from Los Angeles, where he had no sleep last night. He's reporting on the NBA Finals between the Celtics and the Lakers. Game 7 tomorrow. Hit the sack, Gary.
Bob, thank you for having me.